Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Micah Miller, she was a 30-year-old preacher's wife, not quite Whitney Houston-esque. She wasn't, well, she did sing in church, but I don't think she was singing the songs on the preacher's wife soundtrack. But at the end of the day, near her attempted or her actual suicide, that's what has been ruled, she filed for divorce from her husband at the time, the man named John Paul Miller, who's ahead of his own church. But there's been a lot of allegations, a lot of accusations of mistreatment, of abuse, of all sorts of things. He has categorically denied all of it, saying she was mentally ill. All I was trying to do was get her help. She had delusions. She had problems this way and that way. But is it all true? That's what I think we're all trying to figure out right now. It's kind of one word against the other. Joining us to discuss, Eric Fattis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. This is a weird case of unhealthy individuals that seem to have a record of not being on a good, healthy path in many portions of their life. Just as you start to dive into this one and look at it, what's been some of your initial reactions?
Well, the one thing that jumps out to me is recently there have been a lot of these allegations of misdeeds in the religious context. Mm-hmm. That's something that we see time and again. And you know, you look at even the Daybell stuff that had some association with LDS, although it wasn't the mainstream LDS at all. It was his own sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you just kind of are repeatedly seeing these allegations of mistreatment and abuse within the church setting. And so I think that that's something that the public notices and is familiar with. And so that could benefit the accuser, but still a long way to go on this.
There is. And John Paul's not been charged with anything as of right now. There is an FBI investigation that has been initiated into this. Micah Miller, by most accounts, was on her way out. She was looking forward to getting divorced and moving on. She even had plans to possibly go to Kenya, where she had gone in the past on some mission trips, even shipping some of her stuff there for that future endeavor. One of the big questions I think that comes to light in this case is the fact that, okay, it's been ruled a suicide. How many suicides have more than one spent bullet to the head being found at the scene of the crime, and including an unspent bullet as well?
You know, that's the part that really raises a red flag. We've seen some other alleged suicides where there's like multiple stab wounds, multiple gunshots. And those are the things that are revisited because everyone sees that and says, that can't happen. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? It just defies common sense to think that that's how it played out. Now, if they had a darn good medical examiner who could explain why that is, then I'd be interested to hear it. But otherwise, I'm pretty skeptical.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. Bullet to the head, I don't know how you're missing. That's another part that just doesn't add up. I'm not saying John Paul did it, but it certainly the first person you're going to look at is the spouse or the former spouse of the individual who is dead under somewhat mysterious circumstances. Here's a clip of Micah Miller talking about divorce and talking about abuse just shortly before her death on social media.
I've had a lot of women that have reached out to me about situations of abuse. And I just want to tell you what a lot of people have told me. Male or female, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Abuse is abuse. And you are the bride of Christ. And my Bible says that he took all the abuse you could think of for you so that you didn't have to live that life of slavery and bondage and pain. So you don't have to stay in a abusive relationship, whether that's sexual, whether that's somebody forcing you to take illegal drugs or alcohol abuse or physical abuse, psychological abuse, making you think that this is all your fault, or you're a bad mom, or you're a bad wife, or you're a bad husband, or you're not giving it your all when you know you are. God hates divorce, but why? According to everybody I've asked and the scriptures that I've found, it's because it hurts people. But does abuse hurt people? How do you think God feels about that?
Shortly after that, she was found dead. And it was just days after she filed for divorce from John Paul Miller. Thoughts on that?
You know, in looking at that video, it looks like someone who is in distress, but not someone who's ready to off themselves.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks like someone who's ready to liberate themselves, who's ready to begin a new life. And that's wholly inconsistent with suicide.
Mm-hmm. The 911 call was also very interesting. Lots of people who knew Micah saying this, I mean, this does not sound like her directly. I mean, it's her voice, but it's not her delivery, if you will. Let's take a quick listen to that.
Robinson County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi, are you able to trace the location of my phone?
Let me see. Don't know where you're at.
A national park.
What's the phone number you're calling me from?
843-655-5242.
Where's the park located at?
In Fair Bluff.
Let's see.
I have my location on, I think, on my phone. Find my phone is on. I just did my my location.
Okay, I'm showing... hold on one second. I don't think you are in Robinson County. The Lumber River State Park?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Okay. Tell me what's happened.
I'm about to kill myself, and I just want my family to know where to find me.
Okay, ma'am. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let me make sure I got the exact location where you're at, okay? Just 1 minute.
Kind of a bizarre 911 call. There's even an accusation saying that it may have been AI voice being used on that. And I don't know. I mean, the jury's out, I think, on some of these things.
Yeah, you know, ostensibly, she sounds despondent. She sounds kind of withdrawn. There is nowadays the ever-present concern that there is that AI could have been used to manufacture something. I'm not saying that that's mm-hmm. what happened here at all, but I have other cases in Colorado. There's a case going on where some accuser used AI to fabricate a phone call, and it's the other person's voice, and it sounds like them, but it's not them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, certainly further investigation needs to be done to verify the validity of that call.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.